זה מכתב. אני אתחיל פה בדבר נורא. First is really just the heading of a letter. דבר אומנה חדש. Protester writes this to his father 20 years ago. His father was also a very great master of Musa. Musa, this is the aspect of Torah to improve our behavior. דבר נורא חדש הראיתי בטובך בכתבי יקיו. Explain to me a new, more wondrous matter. כי אדם אחראי בעד אלו שזבלו צער על ידו. A person is responsible for those who had any pain caused by him. נשהירו לשם יתברך כמשפטו. Even if that pain was brought by Hashem according to principles of judgment. אף שלמדנו ממשפט השם יתברך צד קויחתיו. זה משפטי השם, אמת, צד קויחתיו. There's a verse in Tehillim that the judgments of Hashem are truthful and they are righteous together. What does it mean they are righteous together? Tzad koyakta. It means, I'll give an example. A court. They catch a thief and they decide he's going to go to prison. So the thief goes to prison. Who suffers? Today some of the prisons are some even like 5-star hotels and some are much worse, but still there many of the prisons are not this. Look, he gets his food, he gets everything that he needs, this thief, only what, he's suffering because he can't get out and about, which is of course something for many people much worse than going without food. But still, and his poor children, many of them, to see, he's got children and a wife. And now, they've got no money at all, they're starving. And maybe the wife and the children are really innocent. You know, maybe the person, he was once a good man, that he took to drinking, so he became alcoholic, and as a result he wanted more and more drink, so he went and stole from others. It was caught as a thief. The wife was very much, of course she was very upset by what he was doing, but she couldn't help it. So why should she suffer? And why should the children suffer? But that's human punishments are like that. Person is punished. Sometimes whatever punishment he gets is not as difficult as the punishment that his dependents get. And the dependents sometimes were not guilty of anything. They try to stop him from his path. No. It's a very difficult problem in society to be completely just. Even if it's court of justice, they punish a person, but they can't take into consideration all the people who were dependent upon this person. And they suffer, perhaps his family and others. But Hashem, Tzad Kriyachtav, all his mishpatim have to do also with causing things in the world. But he gives everybody who has caused another person to have pain, he works it out in such a way that everyone gets what he deserves. Hashem has a kacha pratit on every person. That's our emunah. The person's got that emunah. It's a different See, emuna in Hashem does not just mean I believe that Hashem exists. It's one madrega. It's also a good madrega, good stage. But it's better, the person reaches a higher stage and recognizes that Hashem, as we learn also in the Gemara, Hashem is concerned for every person and gives him his judgment. So he says here something else. It's not only you're saying the principle of Tzotko Yavda, but also, which is written in the Pasuk, in Tehillim chapter 19, we say it on Shabbos, Aval Kavanatcha, but your intention was, Adirach Masham Chazar, Horek B'Shogeg. What is the din when Reuven kills Shimon by mistake? And the witnesses, he killed Shimon by mistake.
Yeah.
He says, well, you know, I was chopping wood in the forest, and I didn't know there was anybody around. And the wood I was chopping knocked someone in the head and injured him. In worst case, he killed him. What happens if he killed him? What's the deal?
He has to flee to the city of refuge and live there until the golden Yigal died.
You understand? Atamivin?
What's his name? What's his
Mishe Ratzach.
What is his din?
Mishe Harag, Mishe Racher, Beshogeg, who never tried to rob it. Abu Asa Taud. Yeah. He killed him by mistake.
Chayav Chinek.
Mashal, Hayom Gamke, Mishu Nahag, Berechev, Vuhu. לא יסתכל כל כך טוב והרב בן אדם מה דינו על פי תורה יקיל צומרי
בן אדם ברחוב הוא בעולם
כן, ברחוב מה העונש שלו? קבל עונש?
לפי הגמרא?
על פי התורה
על פי התורה הוא חייב מיתה
אבל לא רצה להרוג אותו
זה לא היה
בטעות, לא מסיתו, אני אוהב כל בן אדם, אבל טוב, אולי לא הסתכלתי כל כך טוב, אולי מישהו דיבר איתי בפלאפון.
הוא חייב כנס ומיטה.
מה הדין בתורה? הוא הולך לערי מקלט, הוא צריך ללכת. בעצם אתה צודק, כי כל אדם יכול להרוג אותו מהמשפחה, אבל הוא צריך ללכת לברוח לעיר מקלט. ובעיר מקלט שזה יהיה טוב, אבל אסור לו להיות בבית. בעיר מקלט יש שמירה שלא ייכנסו אנשים שרוצים לקחת נקמה. זה צריך לחומש, it's a good city of refuge.
אם הוא בורח מבעיר, אפשר לראות אותו. אמן.
אז כתוב בתורה בעניין זה, השם אינה לידו. אם הוא ואין, בטעות הרג את שמעון אז הוא צריך ללכת לעיר מקלט ושמעון נבו הוא נפטר על ידי התאונה הזאת והתאונה אומרת זה תאונה השם אינה לידו זה מלשון תאונה an accident even accident צריך להגיד כמה אין accident אז מי אם somebody was killed by accident. So Reuven said it was an accident. You can't give me a death sentence. I didn't want to kill him. I just a mistake. I didn't see him coming. Yeah. Even let's say it could be that he even the accident took place where there was the white marks, you can cross the road. But I didn't see anybody there. I was traveling, and I didn't see that he was coming onto the road crossing. So I killed him by mistake. So today also in Hayom, we got the Mishpat. He's got to make payments. Don't put him in prison for it. He made a mistake, and don't kill him. The Torah says he has to go to prison. The Mikvah is a prison. This is a prison which you can clear to 5-star hotel. They treat him well there. Especially the high priest family used to make sure they have the best food. We've got all the details of it now. It says the wife of the high priest made sure they should be fed the best meals possible. They shouldn't pray that Kohen Gadol should die. So when the Kohen Gadol dies, they will go free. The reason is because he's got responsibilities. But it says, Rebu she'chayiv galut, but this Shimon, who was killed, why did Hashem allow him to be killed? Because he was a murderer, and nobody knew it. There weren't witnesses. But he murdered somebody else. And therefore, a person who actually committed a murder, Misha Ratzach Ben Adam Mamash, Avalu Ha'edim, ואף אחד לא יודע שהוא רוצח, אז השם בכל אופן גם מעניש אותו. בדין השמיים, דין פלסטין. והוא על הדרך מגלגל חובה די חייו. In heaven, we roll in life, which is constant movement. So we roll a person who is guilty of a certain sin, hasn't been punished yet. So Hashem rolls him, directs him into a place where he'll be punished. But who will punish him? Adechaya, the one who punishes him is the driver who killed him by mistake. So the driver also is guilty. He's guilty of negligence. Because when you drive, you've got to be very careful. You don't hurt other people. And even if you're not driving, in life, all the time, you might be hurting other people also. When we drive through life, we're careful not to put people to shame, not to harm them. Lachen, im ken uchayav galut, avomash nitgalkel al yado, shiarek hamuchuyav mita. So it said, why he liable for galut? Because through him it came about that the person who was chayiv mita, he got his punishment. So therefore he's also punished because he brought this death sentence. Although he had a death sentence already because he was a murderer, but Hashem waited. He waited for time, could have waited many years, many more years. But therefore he is responsible also that he caused this murderer whom Hashem was going to kill because he'd murdered. But he hadn't decided when. And now because this person was careless in his driving, so he caused him to die, and Hashem could have given another 10 years of life. He caused him to die now already. In other words, in the world of heaven, there's no end to the way in which indirect connections, they influence what happens to people. Whatever happens to people, it's not just a happening. It's all bashgacha. Yes.
I have a question. If someone does murder someone not by accident, on purpose, and he goes to the Beis Din and he admits it, is there leniency or is he still pretty much put to death?
He admits that he's killed somebody intentionally, he's murdered.
Even though there were no witnesses.
A murderer who goes and admits in the Beis Din, I murdered so-and-so.
Yeah.
Evidence is not accepted. You don't accept evidence of a person on himself. Ein Adam Mishim Atzmo Rasha.
But
don't believe him.
But would Hashem give him like leniency, or is there nothing written
that
about
he went? That, yes, could be. Very likely. It shows his, you said if he can't. In fact, there is, it's not such a simple question. There's a principle in the Torah, Atamibin Mashanav Madabrim. אני רצחתי את האיש אחר. אז מקבלים את זה? הוא מקבל עונש?
לא. כל עדות בתורה צריך שני עדים.
לא. אז הוא יכול להיות עד על עצמו?
לא.
למה לא?
זה כל עדות בתורה צריך שני עדים.
שני עדים. אבל אם הרוצח בעצמו בא ואומר, אני רצחתי, הוא לא יכול לתת עדות על עצמו? הוא יכול או לא יכול? לא מאמין לו או לא מאמין לו?
לא מאמין לו.
למה לא? הוא פסול לעדות. למשל, אדם יכול לתת עדות על אח שלו?
לא.
למה? עד צריך להיות לא מהמשפחה. גם אפילו עד... למשל, אפילו עד של קידושן, שצריכים היום שני עדים כשרים, הרימים קרובים לחתן וקלה, הם לא יכולים להיות עדים, נכון? מי הקרוב הכי קרוב?
שאני
בעצמי.
אני בעצמי, כן?
אני
בעצמי. לכן, אדם פסול לעדות על עצמו. אם אדם אומר, הוא נכנס ואומר, אני רוצח, אז אנחנו תלך הביתה. אין עדים. אז עכשיו שואל דניאל האחר, דניאל ממול, הוא שואל כולנו, מה אם הרוצח אומר, אני רצחתי פלוני ופלוני, והאם בשמיים, בבית הוא רצח, בשמיים לא מקבל עונש? מה? השם לא יעניש אותו? מי שיודע שהוא רוצח והוא עשה את זה בצינה, אף אחד לא ראה אותו, השם לא יעניש אותו? כן או לא?
כן, בטח.
ודאי, בטח. יש הוכחה מהרוצח הראשון. מי ידע לרוצח הראשון? מי היה הרוצח הראשון? מה?
קין.
קין, מה? מי ידע על זה?
השם.
כן, אף אחד. רק קין ידע על זה. והבל כבר מת. אז רק קין ידע. אבל השם הניש אותו. השם גיב לו עונש בגלות. רוצחים? Probably generally Hashem gives them the punishment of death. So you don't really believe them. Now what happens if a person goes to court and he says, I stole $1 million from the bank. And there are no witnesses, he did it in secret. Do you believe him?
No.
No? So you don't have to pay?
It could be just trying for intent.
There are no witnesses.
He does have to pay, but they don't believe that he stole it.
No. The money matters.
So why does he have to pay?
Just to present evidence if he stole it.
For money matters, I think he's believed, no? And money matters? It's against himself, but this money matters.
So the statement of Gemara, Hodat Baldin Kamea Edim Tamei. If a person who is really suspected or accused, or maybe has committed a certain financial sin, like stealing, then he's like 100 witnesses. Mm. He's like 100 witnesses.
But you said he wasn't suspected. You said he went and nobody knew. If no one knew, no one could suspect.
Even if nobody, for that, but then it also applies to a case where a person nobody knew who did it and so on, but you find out. You might be able to find out from the bank some that the million dollars disappeared. They don't know how it disappeared. So he comes to the court and says, I stole $1 million from that bank. So the only corroboration we have is the bank lost $1 million. But who did it? They have no idea. And there's no fingerprint, there's no proof whatsoever. Except his admission. And what's the din? Does he have to pay $1 million? Yes? Why?
Because that's how he has to do the tshuva. He stole something, you have to give it.
Because his admission. If a person comes to court and says, Reuven comes to the court and says, I owe Shimon, it doesn't matter what we have, I borrowed from Shimon $1 million. Yeah? And I'd like to pay it back. So pay it back. You've admitted it. You want to do the tshuva, pay it back. But you think you did it. If you think you did it, that's the Erev Rishon, everyone wants to tshuva. So this robber, he says, look, should I admit it and pay back? So you say, of course you should. Because in front of us, Hashem knows. You know what Hashem knows. Yeah? If you know about it, Hashem knows that you know about it. So go and put it right. So similarly also, if a person said, I murdered, so Hashem will say, okay, you either do teshuva, or you have to, if there's no real teshuva, I might have to punish you. I might have to take your life. Ken, yes?
I have two comments. One, there are like tons of mentally ill people today that go around and confess tons of crimes they never did, and some of them just do it for attention. I mean, how do you know that's not one of those people?
Mm-hmm. But it could be that's where you don't obligate it.
So that's why I need two witnesses. Huh? That's also why I need two witnesses.
Yeah, we need witnesses. We don't believe a person of himself. Because even people who are normal, but sometimes they have an excessive guilt feelings. And therefore they'll admit even to certain crimes which could find a side that Israeli is a hood. You know, we've done the chafs of hood, but they've done them. They judge themselves for evil, with masochistic, you see. So this is a common phenomenon.
Even in money matters, someone could be admitting to a crime they didn't commit just to protect someone else. Maybe they felt they made that person commit the crime by how they treated them, and they went to the court, and when the money matters, you're saying that it's like 100 witnesses, so they have to believe it. So what's exactly,
there is something like this, there are discussions in some of the responsa. If a person comes to the Besdin and he says, I want to do teshuva, and then he says, so, and I want you to help me do teshuva, but was it deciding what should be my punishment? So some say, in such an instance, if he wants it as an atonement, so the Besdin should give him part of atonement. And that's why, let's say, after the Holocaust, there were thousands of saintly people who survived the Holocaust. So then they went to the Rav and said, you know, I did so many evil things, can I do teshuva? Im kohen ratzach nefesh. How awesome will the sages say if a person does one sin, he's then tipped the scales for himself and the whole world for guilt. Hadidaresh menu v'at kol ha'olam kulo. That means you're putting the responsibility of all the evils that come to the world. It's all because of this person. All he did was, he did one evil deed. So he tipped the scales. And this is what the Mesilat Atem Makirim, Sefer Mesilat Yesharim, the path of the just. It's a very, very brilliant Musa Sefer. So he said, then Dat Rashilot the Kalka Vatakiv Olami. Adam Arishon was told by Hashem, make sure you don't go and destroy my world. He said, Kol Adam Adam Achrai Batchurban Kol Aulam Kolo. This means every human being is responsible for destruction of the whole world. So this is Haim Yesh Derech Eich Lizboa Min HaYishtomut Bazeh Lavin Eilech Maaseh Echad. From this we see the enormous power of one deed. I'll tell you an episode from the Gemara, Yesh Maaseh Kazeh. Hayapam Amora Mo'od Chashuv Yeshua Ben Levi She'ailu Gilu Eliyahu. כל חודש, כל שבוע, הוא יכול לשמוע דברי אליהו הנביא. אליהו הנביא, הוא מופיע בכל ההיסטוריה של עם ישראל, בכל הדורות, הרוח שלו. The spirit of Elijah carries on all the generations. Look, I listen quite often to the Musa talks of Elie Lapia, great saint, who was like, he wasn't Hasidish, didn't believe any stories about the Hasidim, you know, storytelling about the miracles that take place. But it's well known, even the Gaon of Vilna is very particular, whatever he said. He writes sometimes, "Zeh shamati me'Eliyahu Hanavi." I heard it from Eliyahu. I mean, so some great saints, they do have the ability to connect with the spirit of Eliyahu, who reveals to them things, as you find in the Gemara, speaks about it frequently. Shrabi Levi, many things Eliyahu told him. So, of Elilopian, even the children say, there's episodes, unusual episodes, that people knew that Eliyahu Navi once came to him. Well, how was it known? He went to see the Gera Rebbe, he'd never seen him before. And with the Gera Rebbe, already old and so on, he was then quite a younger man, and the Gera Rebbe stood up in front of him. Well, they never met him before. So the Hasidim of Sha'as, why did the Gera Rebbe stand up in front of this young man? So the Gera Rebbe said, because he had Gil Eliyahu. So how did the Gera Rebbe know? Because he had it as well. So this was, because of the high time Adrega. So the Gemara says like this, Yeshua ben Levi, he asked a question that many people ask. And how did it go? How do we want Mashiach now? The Nigun?
Mashiach.
We want Mashiach now, is that also with the song?
Yeah.
We want Mashiach. I think that's a little wrong though.
Huh?
I think that's wrong to say it like that. My personal opinion, I think may we please have Mashiach. Could you please bring us Mashiach now? You should ask from your father something nicer. With manners.
What do you say? Do you want to now? Do you want to say that Mashiach will come now? Do you want to say that? Now. What is it now in Tzofatit? Maintenant. Maintenant. What maintenant mean? Now.
I saw that date.
Huh? Maintenant is now, isn't it? We want Mashiach now. So what is? We want Mashiach now. So what is?
Maintenant.
Is it wrong? I'll tell you somebody, Shu Melevi, if he did it, we could also do it. he asked Shu Melevi, when Elio revealed came to him, he said, got any questions? So he said, yes. He said, we want Moshiach now, he said. When is it going to come? There was a lot of trouble that then from the Romans. When is it going to come? You know the story in the Gemara? So Eliyahu Novi said to him, go and see him. Go along and see him. I said, where is he? What do you mean? I can see him somewhere. Yeah, he said, yes. Ata yachol lirot et HaMashiach hayom. Efo telech li beit cholim shel metzoraim gadol ma'od al yad Roma. V'sham echad metzoraim hu HaMashiach. Go to the place of the lepers. Big hospital. And there are hundreds of lepers there. And one of them is the Mashiach. There you can find him. Yeah. I thought I'd tell you, the last 2 days I've received telephone calls from William, from somebody else, and they ask me, say, what's going on in the world? They ask me, do I know somebody called Chaim Kanievsky? Rabbi Chaim said, yes. Well, they have some document that Chaim Kanievsky said to somebody else that Mashiach is here already. And they say, we found Mashiach. Group, they think they found the Mashiach. So that's what people sometimes ask. But this Shua Ben Levi was a great man. And he asked, Eliyahu Navi told him, Mashiach is here now, in the lepers' colony. But he can't do anything. He's so sick. Go stay in that place to get healed. So then he asked him, I want to find out from him, when is it going to come? The fact that Mashiach is in some place in the world could be. I think Mashiach Chai. But it's in a kotcha bit of Rabban, you don't know who's going to be the Mashiach. But to identify him is another question. So Eliyahu said to him, so when's he going to come? Matayavo. He said, Tishaloto, Matayavo. Go and ask him. But there's hundreds of lepers. How will I know who's the leper? Who's the Mashiach? They're all sickly people. It's not nice to stay there a long time. I should ask each one, are you the Mashiach? Can't do that. So Eliyahu said to him, you know, go and have a look. How do they change their sores, all these lepers? Twice a day, they change all their bandages. And have a shower and put cream on, new bandages. Oh, twice a day, some do it once a day. Others do it twice a day. But there's one leper, he does it non-stop. All the time, he undoes one of the bandages and cleans the sores, wraps it up again, then goes over the next part of the arm, next part of the arm. Then starts at the other arm. That's something unusual. Everybody knows the most unusual leper, who doesn't stop night and day from cleansing the sores on his body. You should know this also. This is In the Christian world, chapter 53 of Isaiah speaks about Mashiach. Yeah? So they use it in their wrong way. You know, that he suffers because of us. Well, it says that. It's quite true. He does. The Mashiach is, that part is true. The concept which they've taken up, that he suffers for mankind, in a way, yes. It's taken from this Gemara. It's the source of it. Psukim Yeshaya. That means, but what lies behind, won't go into that in detail now, but the question is, why does he keep changing his bandages? So Rashi says, was not sure at which moment will the Jews be ready. For the Jews to be ready, they've got to create a balance of good in the world. And says every minute, there are people doing good deeds and bad deeds and so on. So it keeps on, he's got to catch the right moment when there's ha-ha-cha-ah le-chav zechut, when there's more virtue amongst in the world, more virtue than vice, more good than bad. Afili ha-ish echad yachol la-achriya. Lachen ro'im pechush. As we shall it, Halach Yeshua ben Levi, the Machane Shalom Sutra, we traveled all the way to Rome. That time it took him a good few weeks. And he found this hospital. He went all around the hospital, the camp there, of the lepers. And he found this unusual leper. So he said to him, Shalom Aleichem, Rabbi Amoyim. So he said to him, Shalom Aleichem, Bali Boy. Then he said, Matai Yavo Ma, when are you going to come to redeem us? So he answered him, Ayom. Today. Ayom. So it's going to come. Now it's going to redeem the people today. So he traveled back as fast as possible, to so on. Nothing has changed. What means coming today? He never came. He never came to start his purification of Am Yisrael. Tell me the time, please.
It's almost 10:30.
Okay. So what's this based on? He hasn't come, he said. He said, you mean Ayom and Bekol Tishmao. If you, Am Yisrael, you'll come out with a vote in favor of Hashem. You listen to His voice, and there'll be more strength in numbers and also in quality of good deeds against evil deeds. That's then the Mashiach will come. Now, what is it? So really, this is the same principle as it says here, that each person could change the world at any moment. Let's say a person become very rich. What do you have to do? As soon as possible. To become rich, he must give charity, and if not, the evil eye will rest upon his wealth. What's the evil eye? Well, become a komot matzina b'dvar aynara. What is the evil eye? What do you mean evil eye? Ma ze aynara? Ken anashim, yesh anashim, lochim chut adam o mashu, omrim, lama atzah, chut adam, neged aynara. There's so many things people do against the evil eye. Then if you do anything against the evil eye?
No, I don't know how.
And if you hear, Atau said, Varim Neged Ayinara?
Yes, there is a...
Ma?
By not having evil eye in others, you can't...
Eich Adam Yechol Lagen Et Ratzmo Mipnei Ayinara.
Not having evil eye in others.
Also trying to be modest.
Yeah.
No need to be flashy, as I said.
Yeah. That's Almer Kava. But evil eye is the jealous eye.
There are
lots of... Madam Istakel. Yes, Ayom Akhil, Ka'u. אם אדם מסתכל על הפרחים שלו באופן שלילי, הם לא מפריחים, הם נעשים אבילים. If you got plants and you like the plants, they flourish. If you dislike them, don't want them, they wither. If you stand in a field growing very well and look at it with jealous green eyes, then the field will not grow the same way. I used to think this was just a superstition, but today it's been proven plants, they react to mental and emotional discharges that come from people. The people look at them with jealousy. They say, well, I don't want this. He's my competitor. And look how beautiful this garden is. And mine doesn't grow the same way. So he feels as a competitor. And in business also, same thing. You look at somebody else with jealousy, it creates, even let's say there's jealousy with human beings that we know, it creates tension. Sometimes you feel the tension in the air when there's great jealousy between two people. You can feel it. You can feel it. Power of jealousy. And that, but this is psychologically also true, even if you don't go into negative electromagnetic influences. Someone who's jealous of his fellow man, he thereby is liable to bring that person pain. For which, and he brings pain to himself, which is also evil, brings pain to his fellow man. Zesha katuv, reke atamot kina, jealousy rots the bones. Zesha yadu yel chaveh otzah shel kina. If a person is rich, he doesn't have jealousy, on the contrary. He's become very rich. But it's all demonstrating his wealth. Other people become jealous, then it's also punished. Why do you bring those people to jealousy? Don't go and be ostentatious. Today, there's too much ostentation. Every person's got to show, I'm the greatest, I'm the most wealthy, I'm the most successful. And Yaakov said also that he will lose his wealth. But Sashi again, love mitzvah, and therefore I don't know. So there we have to have mitzvah, like mitzvah tzedakah, stop the punishment coming on top of him. If you become very wealthy, and you make sure you get on the Forbes list, make sure everybody knows about it, it's a big problem. You're causing jealousy amongst others who at least like a bit of your wealth. So you straight away give money to charity, and that will help. That's why, because sometimes those who give a lot of charity, they become billionaires. Because Hashem helps sometimes. As long as you give it charity, it's a protection. Okay. Now my son is taking over. I should give him a shiur on Rashi of next week's parasha.
Well,
any further questions, if possible, to leave them for tomorrow.
Question is, I don't know how
you have to do this.
Okay, got it.
Clear. Very.